Blog Talk Radio.
I was trying to think.
It's IWS Radio featuring Buddy Acapella, Guy on Your Dick, Slider Ballscock, Kirk Douglas, Bobby Kraft, Malcolm Eckstein, Meditations by Martin, Reverend Moneymaker, Dixie Ozark, Drew Peacock, Paul Pyatt, and Stubby Stonehenge. Special guest star, Schmoop, with musical guests, Reverend Jim and the Wiccans.
Uramina, Teramina, Falamina, Halo, Uramina, Teramina, Hala, Mala, go.
And now, straight from the bar, your host, Mattman and J-Man.
Hola, and welcome to another exciting edition of I'm With Stupid, a.k.a. IWS Radio, on this cold, cold Sunday night in prime time. I am J-Man, coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas, and sitting very close to me, a few hundred miles to my north-northeast, is a man who taught me everything I know about being a real man. He's Mattman, bitches.
Your meatloaf is mushy, your salmon croquettes are oily, and your eggplant parmesan is a disgrace to this house!
Well, that was a bit hurtful, but cheers, everybody. And welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Mattman, coming to you from soon-to-be 17 below-degree Bagline, Ohio.
That is an outrage.
It's insufferable. It's like Ohio State football fans, J-Man.
He just could do without it.
If temperature was a college football fan, it would be negative 17 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah, that's brutal right there.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll have our own Dusty Sandman sitting in for Kirk Douglas doing the weather here in a little while.
Yeah, I noticed that. That'll be great.
Yeah. Kirk's not feeling well this week, so.
Oh.
So we called old Dusty at home, and he got up in the helicopter and did his thing.
Is Kirk O'Reilly? Is he sharing a hospital room with Babs Bush?
He's just old. He's old and it's cold. He's, you know, he got the sniffles and, you know, he can't take any chances with people his age.
No. Well, I understand that because, man, I felt really old the last past 36 hours or so. But anyway, how are you doing, J-Man?
Not bad. I'm just trying to stay warm myself. It's currently 12 degrees here in the greater Redneckville metropolitan area.
Mm-hmm.
And falling. And it's been falling all day. Snow was falling this morning. And it's going to go below zero here also, but not quite as far.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Not quite as bad as you guys are going to have.
No. Of course, the beer mine will be open tomorrow, J-Man. Even though we top out at zero and plunge during the day, we'll be open for all your beer needs. Oh, God.
Exactly. Beer, cigarettes.
I was trying to think of something funny to say. And I can't because it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. You got your beer, your pop, your chips, and bags of ice. If you need some ice, you head down to Beverage Depot, conveniently located at the corner of Burnett and Elmore Road.
Oh, very good.
In Bagline, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And they'll get you taken care of.
In fact, I sold several bags of ice today.
Because they can't just sit the shit outside, can they?
No. And the funny thing is, even though they have a pickup truck, and the pickup truck's full of snow, for some reason or other, they need some ice.
Oh, no. Don't put my ice in the back. It'll freeze up.
That's right. Hey, could you put a bag on that? Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, the middle of winter, it's below zero. You could just put your beer in a cooler and set the cooler in the garage. It'd be okay.
Now, see, we have a handful of people who do that, but it's lost on some people.
Yeah. Has anybody ever asked you, they got a cooler in the back of their truck in the bed. Have they ever asked you to open up a 30-pack and put the beer in the cooler for them?
Not a 30-pack, but yes, I've had people ask me, could you just dump that in the cooler with a 12-pack?
Yeah. And did you?
Yeah, I do. I hate it.
There you go. No, it's the right thing to do. And I know it feels like you're just, I know it feels like you're just, being a schmuck or something.
House
you're
boy.
Just, okay.
House
yeah,
boy.
Being a house boy. Yeah, somebody's personal servant.
Yes. And, and I'll tell you what, though. And, sometimes that happens more in the summer. Because, they got a race to get to their picnic.
Right.
But, if there's someone behind him. No, here you go. Go.
Oh, well. Okay, that makes sense.
I can't do it all the time.
No.
I try to be
can't
a good
always
guy.
Be
I try
helpful.
To be a good man.
Yeah, you try. We do what
I
we can.
I fall short many times.
Well, but when you do, you just, commit yourself, recommit yourself to
exactly
being better.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, one thing, I can't wait. And the one positive thing about tomorrow, it's going to, the high of zero, and then Tuesday, high of -3. My God, if we are open, which I hope we're not, the tips that I will get are going to be awesome.
Maybe.
Because even today, they were rolling in.
Well, there you go. See, there's always a positive side to everything, right?
Exactly. And most of them, everyone, people were handing me $2 at a time. Tell your boss he sucks. You guys ought to close for the next 2 days.
Yeah,
things like that.
Yeah, there you go. And now, are you wearing the Dr. Scholl's duct tape shoes to maybe get a little extra?
Jay, I would, but it's too cold for that. I wouldn't play that up if it was like 30 degrees, but no, this is going to be brutal.
There's just no way you could make enough extra for that.
No.
Yeah, you like your toes and you want to keep them.
Yeah, that'd be nice,
Well, I had a close call this week.
What?
On New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, I went out and I was doing something, going somewhere, doing something important. And I had a low tire. So, stopped by the old Shell station, going to air it up.
Right.
And I air it up. And when I'm putting the cap back on, I noticed that I can feel air coming out of the stem, the valve stem.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I know. So I real quick make my way down to Beeler's Tire and Auto Care Center, and they're closed.
Oh.
Closed on New Year's Eve.
What time was
it? So now I've got, it was 10 o'clock in the morning on New Year's Eve.
Oh, my God.
So they're closed. So now, I've got, got a situation brewing here.
Yeah.
So I keep on going down the road. Redneckville Tire and Auto is open. I go in there and I replace the valve stem, $5.43. Got me taken care of on New Year's Eve. So Redneckville tire and battery. Airs to you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was close. I almost ended up with a flat tire. And then what would I have done? Go out there and change the tire. Yeah, I know. Go out there and change the tire in, you know, 23-degree weather? I don't think so.
I just shivered. I got goosebumps thinking about that. And that happened to me last winter.
Uh-huh. Ooh, man.
And I'll tell you what, the worst thing about that was I don't think we had ever had a flat tire, so those lug nuts were factory tight.
Oh, man.
Those were some knuckle busters, baby.
So those were the ones that you put the thing on there and you have to stand on it and just pound
exactly.
on it.
Exactly. Then you slip off and you hit the back of your thigh on the tire. Oh, boy. That was I was pissed.
You try to stomp on it, and your foot just slides right off, and you kick yourself. And
yeah.
Oh, man.
And I'll tell you what,
the car falls off the jack. Oof.
Yeah. Boy, the chat room's filling up. Of course, we got
I see that.
Tonight, and we got Jamie. Oh, yeah.
How you doing, Miss Canada? Huh?
And
oh,
did
yeah.
you see who else sauntered into the chat room, J-Man?
Oh, I did, because he makes quite an entrance.
He does, and it always sounds something like this.
Hello, my name is Jesse Ferg. My name is Jesse Ferg, and I'm in the chat room.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Jesse Ferg.
Hell yeah.
Man, it's good to be Jesse Ferg.
That is. The hell of a man right there.
I bet he wears tight-fitting jeans.
Right.
I should have brought up old Conway today and played that just for Jesse Ferg. I love Conway, and that's one of the worst songs I've ever heard.
I know. And, of course, the late night, a.k.a. Sweet Pea.
Oh. Is she sober today?
I hope not.
Yeah, because she's on a roll right now. Last I saw
Let
her.
Me tell you, Sweet Pea is killing it over on Twitter this weekend.
Oh, I know. But I'll tell you what, Jay. You know what we need from her and we haven't gotten in a long time?
I need a lot of things from her myself.
Well, besides that, easy. Easy. We need her to call us from a closet.
I know.
That was classic. We'll need to find that and play that sometime.
One of the great moments in IWS history.
Yes, it was.
Sweet Pea called in while hiding in a closet.
Uh-huh. That was hot. And we begged her to come out of the closet.
Yep.
Speaking of coming out of the closet, if you check out the IWSradio.com website today, there's some sexy pictures of a sexy man on there.
That's right. He's dreamy.
He is dreamy.
Thomas Roberts.
Yep.
MSNBC's new host of Way Too Early.
Yeah. Women want to be with him, and men want to be him. Or in his case, it's probably the opposite.
Exactly. Oh, vice versa. Yep. And I guess he'll be a regular contributor to Morning Joe.
Mm-hmm. You know, now that I think about it, he should probably be a regular contributor to IWS Radio.
The hell yeah, he should be. Sexy man like that. Boy, this is really where he should be. In fact, it's where all hot men go. It's to IWS Radio.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, oh, I got to tell you my other little story from this week.
Oh.
I was in Aldi, getting a few items, preparing for the snow and ice and what have you.
Of course.
And I was, you know, in my own little world, as I often am. And I thought of, you know, needed to go, you know, go around the aisle and get the ravioli, the beefaroni.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry, the beef and mac.
Thank you.
So I spin around with the cart, and I, bam, slam right into this Mexican girl.
Uh-oh.
And so I was, like, mortified as hell. You know, I'm like, oh, Mr. Apollo, I'm sorry. And she just... laughing. She's just giggling and laughing. That's all she would do.
Huh.
She wouldn't, she didn't say, are you all right? And she just, like that, just laughing.
Huh.
Weird.
That's it?
I guess she's okay. Yeah, she just waved at me. Yeah, okay. And I was, you know, worried because, you know, she's probably got, you know, 47 family members all right there with her. And, you know, those people have been known to join gangs. Stuff like that. Dangerous group of people sometimes.
You know our buddy Luis.
Exactly.
He posts videos about that.
That's right. There's a man that, you know, he's into security too. Got the security cameras all around the house.
He's told me lately, and for those of you who don't know Luis, he installed security cameras and he can't get them to focus. So he said he would like to go into that business, but he's not very good at it. Which I appreciate his honesty.
Yeah.
You can't
There's
get
really
that from an American.
No, never. No, an American would be like, oh, they're perfect. Oh, they're perfect. But there's nothing more awesome than a guy who sneaks into the country, becomes a citizen, and then sets up surveillance cameras to keep people off his property.
Well, it's to keep out of focus people off his property.
Yeah, keep blurry people and Bigfoot off his property.
I hate those blurry people.
If I had a Bigfoot costume, I would go over there and walk through his front yard.
Oh, yeah.
That video would go viral in an hour.
Yeah.
Let's see what's happening in the chat room. Well, Sweet Pea says she's only half drunk.
Well, then I only half love her, of course. That's four times as much as I love anyone else.
True.
Except for the Smoopster, of course, J-Man.
Of course. We all love the Smoopster.
But then
that's
again,
good save right there.
I got to go to the old quote: that familiarity breeds contempt. We've spent a lot of time together lately, J-Man.
Well, the holidays are over, so
the holidays are over too. Exactly.
Yeah. So now you're on to your 7 day a week schedule, and maybe. Maybe things will get a little better.
No, they haven't. I told you. The last 36 hours have been hell. Oh,
poor baby.
Oh, my God. The stupid through the drive-thru has just been through the roof. And then, oh, God, Friday night. Oh, my goodness. You know, I had like 5 monster drinks in me. So I'm kind of shaking.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go out. And then I go out about 20 till 9 to throw the trash in the dumpster, and nearly had a heart attack when the cat jumped out of the dumpster. That's only happened
That's
once
always
before.
Always hilarious.
That's only happened once before, and that was 3 years ago. So I wasn't ready for it.
It's always so hilarious when it happens to other people.
Exactly. And then this morning, you know, and I'm still trying to get used to the 7-day thing because, you know, I like to procrastinate. And well, last night
I've noticed.
As soon as I got home last night, I had the end song, which everyone will hear later, and had my little applause line uploaded. But then I got tired because it's cold out, and I get tired wearing 30 pounds of clothes. So shortly after you posted Thomas Roberts on IWSradio.com, and after I made a pithy comment, I was ready for bed, and then I was goaded, J-Man, into calling another Blog Talk Radio show.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. It was like Missy all over again, only it wasn't Missy. And I was on the phone for like 45 minutes. I don't know what I said.
I'm sure it was deep and thoughtful and
I'm sure it
probably at least moderately hilarious.
Well, no, I don't think it was even that. And the worst thing is I didn't plan to write because I was so tired because it's cold out. I was just going to go to bed, but no, I stayed up and talked and chatted.
Couldn't resist, could you?
I tried to.
They wore you down.
I know. And then today we're supposed to get 10 inches of snow. We've had a half an inch of rain. So thanks to Jamie Simpson and the elite meteorological team at News Center 7 in Dayton, they kept all the customers away. So I just kind of rocked in the chair all day and fretted.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I'll tell you what. Go ahead. No, go ahead. Keep going.
Well, no, and then I listened to Bobby Kraft this morning. Jesus Christ. You know, he's been staying with us.
Right.
He's been nice, but my God, he was trying to record something for the show today. It took him 18,000 freaking takes to get it right, and he still didn't get it right. Oh, it was painful.
It's weird. Man, that's just so not like Bobby. You know, maybe it's because he's up there. You know, he's not in his usual place.
He's
in
not
his home
in his
studio.
Element.
Yeah, he's discombobulated a bit, maybe.
Yeah, kind of like Ohio State University playing in the Orange Bowl. They're just not comfortable.
Just been a rough weekend for the greater Bagwan area sports world, hasn't it?
Oh my God!
Ohio State takes it on the chin. Cincinnati gets their ass whooped.
Yeah, Cincinnati didn't take it in the chin. They took it in the crotch.
Well, they did.
Those Bengals are a bunch of pussycats, that's what I say.
Yeah.
And my brother
don't you worry. Come
early.
Oh,
my brother allegedly went to the game today. We may check in with him later.
I bet he had a good time sitting there in the rain watching them get whipped. Yep. Don't worry because long about early September 2014, it comes time for season previews for the NFL. It will all be about how this Cincinnati team looks pretty dang good to win it all. And Andy Dalton is probably the most talented quarterback in the league once again.
Well, J-Man, you know, he has a lot of upside.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, his passes are really on target. He hit three San Diego players dead in the chest today with his passes. So
he never throws an incompletion.
No. Yeah. All right. So I think what we need to do is we need to go ahead and do the weather report so you'll know what's coming up this week. And
that'd be great.
Be able to prepare for it.
Yes.
And, of course, like I said, Dusty's sitting in for Kirk this week. And take it away, Dusty, in the Weather Center.
Hey, Dusty thin man shivering high above the earth in IWS Air Action 1. Our award-winning head meteorologist, Kirk Douglas, is a little under the weather this week, so I'm filling in. I'm currently hovering over Redneckville, Arkansas, where traffic is moving pretty slow today. The roads are covered with a thin sheet of ice topped by a good solid 2 inches of snow. Of course, I had no trouble getting to work because my Range Rover Evoque Coupe can go anywhere in any condition, baby. Love those heated seats, and I so wish this chopper had them too. My butt is so cold. Any hoodle, there are a couple of weather-related accidents in Greater Redneckville. 2 car accidents. In Alpena, in front of Bubba's Diner. Hey, don't eat and drive, people. That's just dangerous. And a fender bender between a Mustang and the Isuzu in the Lynx parking lot. Remember, kids, most accidents happen pretty close to home. Something like that. Oh, yeah. But on to the forecast for Redneckville. We dodged a bullet as most of the snow moved out early, leaving nothing but cold air and desperation. Expect a low tonight of -1 degree. Oh, that's cold. Highs on Monday only around 12. It's an outrage. But as the week goes on, temperatures will moderate into the upper 30s on Tuesday and all the way to the 50s by the weekend. Oh, let's go on a picnic. The only traffic report we have from Bagwine, Ohio, is that both Burnett and Elmore roads are clear and traffic is flowing nicely. So get on down to the beer mine and stock up for the week before things get out of hand. You guys tell them that Dusty sent you and you'll get a free prize. You'll have to pull around back into the alley to get it, though. Hey-o! The forecast for Bagwine looks ugly. Expect some cold temperatures for the next few days, with it finally hitting the 30s by the end of the week, just in time for the rain to come back. There's a winter weather advisory and a wind chill warning in effect for the next day or so there. A good 4 inches of snow could fall by midday Monday, with highs barely in the single digits. Oh, how do you people live like that? All right, that's the weather for your week in Redneckville and Bagwine. I'm sure that you're experiencing weather in your neck of the woods, too. For IWS Radio, sitting in for Kirk Douglas, this is Dusty Sandman in IWS Air Action 1. Let's be careful out there.
You're listening to IWS Radio.
That was pretty thorough.
Yeah, well, Dusty's a hell of a man.
I have a question, though, J-Man.
All right.
Did Drew Peacock and Malcolm Eckstein have a baby? And it was Dusty Sandman?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, these guys, they work so closely together. And
they,
I do mean
they just take
close
on the characteristics of others.
They do. They do. A little bit sometimes. It's one of the things that happens, you know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we haven't even gotten into our topic tonight.
Yeah. Well, I thought that'd be a great segue into it because, you know, getting out in this weather today and getting in that helicopter.
You got to be manly.
Yeah, oh, man. Temperatures in the teens. There's a lake wind advisory going on. And he took off. And, you know, it's risky, but it's his job. And, you know, if that chopper goes down, he'll have died doing what he loves, at least.
Exactly. Well, tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Not saying he'd be happy to be dead, but but at least he would have died doing what he loves.
This is all about the men tonight.
Yeah.
Because they get disrespected. They get heartache a lot. Especially
well, they
on
do.
Facebook.
Oh God. Yeah, but you know we're here to help them out, give them some advice.
Yeah, and to kick it off, here's one man who's all about the men. Barry Resnick.
Every man deserves with Barry Resnick.
Every man deserves a woman that can make his heart forget that it was ever broken. Barry Resnick.
See?
Yep. Yeah, there's something that men deserve right there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Evidently
I don't think men get enough.
Evidently
get much
on Facebook, every woman deserves one.
Right. Right. And if you ask them, well, what does a man deserve? They're like, kick in the crotch or something like that. Very hurtful.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'll tell you what, it's like anniversaries. I'll tell you what, if you're married, you have a wedding anniversary or Valentine's Day, it's all about what did he get you?
Right. What did she get? What present did she get?
It's never about...
You watch the...
Yeah.
Even the, you know, the commercials. All the commercials leading up to Valentine's Day are about what men should get for women.
Exactly.
Even at Christmas, they focus more on, you know, men going out and, you know, going into debt to buy women, you know, jewelry or a Lexus.
I'll tell you
what,
there is
like
this hideous billboard in Bagwine, Ohio, every Christmas at this main intersection. And it's a jewelry place. And it shows a lady with a ring on her finger. And it says, if it sparkles, she'll love it. That's just gross.
If it sparkles, he'll pay out the ass for it, right? If you really love her, you'll, you know, spend
you'll
4 months worth of income.
Yeah.
It's
BS.
Yeah, that's an outrage. But men do need help sometimes.
They do.
They do need a little bit of help. They need help with things like fashion and dating and resumes and, you know, shit like that.
And, oh, I got some great resume tips.
Oh. Well, why don't we just help some guys? Because, you know, there's a few people out there that are out of work.
Yeah. Schmoop's one of them.
Yeah. I'm very unfortunate. Yeah. Some of these may apply to her.
Yeah. Well, in which I told her to use, just use the name Schmoop. Just use one name. Madonna, Schmoop. You just use one name. It gives you gravity.
Shakira. Keisha.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Beyonce.
Yeah. Or you could go two words and just say the Biebs.
Yeah, if she wants to, she can maybe go with Schmoopalicious.
Oh, she could. Yeah. Depending on which job she's applying for, of course.
Right. Well, you know, that's important. When they call you and tell you to come in for the interview, you should ask who you're interviewing with. and if you're a woman, and you're going to interview the person interviewing you will be a woman, then you need to dress a little more conservatively because you know how catty women are.
Ugh, it's awful.
Yeah. If it's a man, go ahead and wear that boob shirt. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or if you're being interviewed for a producer spot on way too early with Thomas Roberts, you just want to call yourself Bryce.
Well, no, I tell you what, it's okay If you're a woman and you've been called in for it to be interviewed, just wear a power pantsuit. Rachel Maddow would wear. I think it'd be okay.
Oh God, I don't know. Is that ever okay? Even among lesbians. If any lesbians are out there, you should call in at 661-244-9852 and tell us if Rachel Maddow walked into your office for a job in a pantsuit, would you hire her?
Yeah, and if there's any gay men out there, you want to give some men fashion advice, give us a call, because
Oh yeah.
We all know you guys are damn good with that fashion stuff. But it's important to, you know, if you're a man going in and it's a woman who is interviewing you, go ahead and wear the Wonder Jock package enhancing underwear.
Yes.
She'll notice. She'll notice. Women look. They claim they don't, but they do. Isn't that right, Sweet Pea?
You know, whenever I was looking for a job, J-Man, I would always take a crowbar with me.
Really? Well,
yeah. Because they didn't know. They didn't know.
Just give them that little bit of doubt.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're hired. It's all right.
Yeah, just sitting there, you know, tapping it on the floor.
Yeah, tap it on the floor. Yeah. Tick,
gritting
tick,
your teeth
tick,
a little.
Yep.
Yeah. Looking a little antsy.
Get a little twitch every once in a while.
Got that leg twitching, you know, that knee bouncing thing going. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I would say, don't mind my right eye. It strays from time to time.
And don't forget to bring your resume with you.
Yeah.
Even if it is folded up in your back pocket, which I've seen.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
And now if you're applying for a job where you're expected to be really creative, bring that resume in, you know, folded up like a swan. That'll work.
Nothing gets you the job like origami.
Exactly. You know. And I tell you what, if they can't figure out how to get it unfolded, you don't want to work there.
Exactly.
You're above them.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then under hobbies, just put things like, you know, burning bridges, starting drama,
mm-hmm.
excellent stalking skills.
Uh-huh. You porn.
You born? Say, well, I tell you what, I like to get drunk and go on Facebook.
Well, Bill O'Reilly's got a job for you. Because you're in touch with the culture.
Right.
That's what I like about Bill O. We're not being salacious. We just want you to know what's out there.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And you know, I think the other thing would just be remember call all men dude and all women babe and you'll be okay.
That always helps. Yeah. I'll land you that job right now.
Yeah, it's always worked fine for me. In any area of life, not just interviews, but just in general.
I always like the question, where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years? Yeah, probably on my couch, still looking for a job.
Well, I doubt I'll last that long out here, so. Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you, if I'm still here in 5 years, just shoot me, okay? I don't want to be a loser all my life. Hey, we want to let everybody in the chat room know that all you guests in there, if you'd like to join in the chat room, you can always register, blocktalkradio.com. It's free and easy, just like your host.
That's
and
right.
Matt, Miss Tit, Miss Tiffany Lynch has wandered into the chat room.
I see that. Yeah, that's hot.
All right. Glad you could be with us, Tiff. She doesn't mind that, does she?
I don't know. We'll find out because I just typed it in.
She's probably okay with that.
Man,
Tiffy? Hi,
oh,
Tiffy.
I'm sure.
How you doing?
If she's not, she'll let us know. She is the bane of my sarcastic existence. And I mean that in a good way.
She doesn't put up with your silly crap.
She doesn't put up with my hijinks.
Well, I tell you what, somebody else out there who has given us a lesson in being a man this week and not putting up with other people's crap and not just sitting back and taking it is one of your favorite political commentators, Matt.
Oh, God, who?
Mr. Ezra Klein.
Oh, God.
A very manly man.
Oh, but they don't get more manly than Ezra.
There aren't many people in this world that can make Chris Hayes look like a bear, but, well, Ezra does.
That was good.
But anyway, Ezra has a little disagreement with the folks there at the Washington Post. And he's very unhappy, and so unhappy that he asked for a few minutes to let him have it here on IWS Radio, and of course we said yes.
Okay.
Hello, folks. Ezra Klein here, editor of Blog for the Washington Post, and contributor to MSNBC for IWS Radio. I'm here today to explain to everyone that sometimes a man has to stand on his principles and stand up for himself. It's especially important for very diminutive and effeminate men, such as myself, to not allow their employers to push them around. When your employers refuse to go along with a brilliant idea, you can't just say, okay, and then go back to your regular work routine. You must go out and prove them wrong. That's what being a man is all about. I oppose Jeff Bezos and others at the Washington Post about a brilliant idea that I had for a website similar to OneBlog, but with more mansplaining of the big issues of the day. Instead of just talking about economics and Obamacare, I could be more in-depth with bigger issues that the public is interested in, and also work on being a culture critic. But for some reason, Bezos and his team said no. All I asked for was $10 million and complete editorial control. They said something about little man's disease and called me a petty tyrant. I was so pissed. When I got home to my boss in the fashionable and hip DuPont circle, I paced the floor for hours in a rage. My little Yorkshire Terrier was hissing under the couch as I fiend over being disrespected like that. Who the fuck do those people think they are? excuse me. Jesse North? Is that you? What are you doing here? Well, I couldn't help but overhear you talking about being disrespected because of your height. I've experienced the same thing. My prognostication skills are second to none, yet I'm constantly mocked and made fun of. It's just not fair. Didn't you predict Romney would win in a landslide? I did, but I wasn't serious about that. I did what my employers asked me to do, And look how that all worked out. You understand. I let them push me around. Like you said, you can't. Well, I guess I understand. Us 40's got to stick together anyway. Great. Can I stay here for a while? This is much nicer than my studio in the hood. Well, I guess so, but only for a few days. Anyway, folks, my point here is that men must make a stand against people trying to hold us back. Part of being a man is taking chances and risks. You know, like picking Rami to win big. That's a manly risk. But whatever, Death, shut up. I'm speaking, okay? Like I said, let's all just follow Garth Brooks' advice and choose to chance the weapons and dare to dance the tide. For IWS Radio, this has been Ezra Klein. Now, back to Max and Faye in the studio.
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network. Be sure to catch us on the internet at IWSradio.com.
All right.
That was really good.
Ezra? Thanks for that, Ezra. Or, I'm sorry, Ezra.
I'll tell you what, J-Man. Do you want to hear what I have to say?
Of course. I'm sure it's something
better,
critical, but go ahead.
You're better than Ezra. Hello!
Oh,
hello! That was nice. I like that.
Dick Morris.
He's cute. He's tiny.
He's cute. You kind of want to sit him up on the dashboard next to your plastic Jesus, don't you?
Yeah, and when you get out, you could put him in your pocket.
Carry him around.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, he had Dick Morris there.
Well,
yeah, he's a good luck charm. He's your little good luck charm. And he had Dick Morris there because, unfortunately, Dick Morris is the only guy that can make Ezra look manly.
Oh, God, what a puke. Now he's got a book out. Dick Morris.
Of course he does.
Fight Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
It's your guideline, too. Uh-oh, Jay. It sounds like Barry has something to say.
Every man deserves with Barry Resnick.
Every man deserves to have a woman who is proudly willing to say to the entire world, yeah, he's my one and only. He is beautiful, and he is mine. Barry Resnick.
That's freaking beautiful.
It is. Yeah, hard to find those women out there like that that'll be that way, you know, be what we as men deserve.
Exactly, because we deserve a lot.
But it's important for us to demand it and to not settle for less.
Because if you're going to be quiet about it, you're not a man.
Well, yeah, if you're going to sit there and take it, that's not manly at all.
Oh, man.
You know what we should do?
What should we do?
We should open the phone lines.
At 661-244-9852 on the manly hotline. 661.
That's right. Call us up.
244.
Give us some advice as men.
985.
Maybe some fashion advice. Maybe some fashion advice. 661-244-9852, since I kind of...
Well, I'll tell you what, I have...
Sorry about that. But I only
man,
apologize once. You know, only a real man would only apologize once, so that's it, one time.
Yeah, if at all. Sometimes, you know, it's just understood. You should have understood that I apologized, even though I didn't.
Right. Well, it's exactly. Unless, of course...
It could be a wave of an arm or the cock of a head.
Right. Right. Yeah, kind of the old bro nod type thing.
Yeah.
It takes care of everything.
Yeah.
Women, of course.
Oh, boy.
You only apologize to them once because it doesn't matter. It could be one time or 37 times. It won't be enough. So.
Boy, don't I know it.
Yeah, God. Learn that one the hard way, don't we?
Yeah, I did. That's why I ended up with Schmoop, for God's sake. Jesus Christ. But I like it. I enjoy it. Don't get me wrong. Love being here with the Schmoop.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Whew.
All right. And, of course, we remind you when you call in, if you want to talk to us, you have to hit 1. So the little blue question mark thing will pop up.
Yep. That'd be.
And,
that'd be.
I was going to say, I've got some, I've got a little bit of fashion advice for men out there. You know, anybody who knows me knows that I'm, like the, fashionable dude.
Oh my God.
And,
you're a Jay Couture.
Yeah, absolutely. And, the first thing is, you know, remember, when you're putting your wardrobe together, brown jacket, brown slacks, blue jacket, blue slacks. You can mix and match. That gives you 4 days right there.
That's very good advice. However, did you refer to them as slacks?
Slacks, yes.
See, I find that less than manly.
Long pants?
There you
Dockers.
Go. Yeah. Pants.
Okay,
neither word is an attractive word.
No, not really.
At all least right. You didn't say trousers.
And then, of course, you go with the gray suit.
Oh yeah.
Which is the all occasion suit. You can wear that anytime, any place, anything that's going
Although
on.
Although I can't do that anymore, J-Man.
Uh-oh. Why not?
And that's the color I got married in.
Oh, God.
I have disavowed the color gray.
Yeah. You should have gotten married like in a white tuxedo or something. Or maybe
no, I shouldn't have
black.
Gotten married, period. Is what that's the color I should have gotten not married in. It should have been the color of no.
The color of not going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Well, if I ever get married, I'm going to be wearing a Hawaiian shirt and shorts in Vegas while Elvis presides over the ceremony and Dean Martin is my best man and Marilyn Monroe is the maid of honor. So.
Well, that's going to be kind of hard to do.
Yeah, well, work it out.
They'd
but normally,
come back to life
for
you.
Oh, yeah, sure they would. it'd be a blue Hawaii themed wedding. But for everybody other than Matt, the gray suit works out great because, you know, if
yeah.
Jimmy Stewart looks good in a gray suit out running an airplane in North by Northwest, then he'll probably be okay. Whatever you have to do.
That's a good point. That's very good. People don't realize how highbrow this show can be.
I know. Oh, I know it. I know it.
It can be lost on some people. Not the people in the guest room, because they're beautiful and they're...
Brilliant, awesome. Intelligent.
Yeah. You know who else is intelligent, J-Man?
Who's that?
Bobby Kraft.
Dude is a rocket scientist.
He is. I mean, and he's just an all-around good guy. And he tries to take care of everyone and make everyone happy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see what Bobby Kraft has to say this week.
All right.
Hey, everybody. Bobby Kraft here. I'm here in Bagwine, Ohio, spending some of the first few days of 2014 with Matt Mann and his lovely friend Schmoop inside of their nearly comfortable and loving home. Hey, Bobby, why do you mention this on a show involving advice for men, you ask? Because being a good house guest is part of being a good man. And the preparation of being a good house guest should begin as soon as you accept an invitation to guest at a person's house. For instance, minutes after accepting Matt and Schmoop's invitation, I said to myself, Bobby, you need to buy a fresh bar of soap. You need to go buy some soap. See, it's only proper that when staying at a person's home, that a person bring their own soap. And then I thought, I should take a small gift for Matt and Schmoop in order to show my appreciation for them making the effort to host me at their home. I bought Matt Man a few 24-ounce cans of Steel Reserve. I felt a bit uncomfortable purchasing alcohol, but I did it anyway, because buying something for someone that you wouldn't buy for yourself is part of being a good man. For Schmoop, I picked up a razor, a can of shaving cream, and a copy of the new Cosmopolitan anthology, 101 Ways to Keep the Man You Never Wanted. As Schmoop is currently unemployed and has time on her hands, I thought it would be nice for her to have something to read and a state-of-the-art razor with which to trim her naughty bits. It's been a lovely few days here, but I didn't realize how many hours Matt Man spent at the beer mine where he works. He's gone a lot. So much of the week has revolved around myself and Matt's lovely friend Schmoop spending time together alone. It would be rude of me just to sit around and be a bump on a log all day while Matt is at the beer mine. So being the good man that I am, I tried to entertain Schmoop during our alone time. We've been taking turns reading excerpts from the Cosmopolitan book that I bought her, and I've shown her how to use her brand new lady razor, listening to Schmoop giggle as I show her some of the shaving techniques I learned back from when I was equipment manager of my high school girls' volleyball team. It's such a joy. I've also helped Schmoop cook the meals. Why, just the other day, while Matt was working, I stood pressed behind Schmoop in the kitchen, held her wrists, and guided her hands into making the perfect butterfly cup on a couple of juicy pork chops. And as I pressed against her from behind in order to get that last cut just right, she lunged her buttocks back at me and joked by saying, "Backdoor guests are best." I blushed for a minute, but I remained against her to make sure she got the cut exactly right. To walk away with flushed cheeks in the midst of my culinary instruction, it would be rude, and a good man is never rude. I've also helped Schmoop clean the house. We take turns vacuuming, dusting, and the other day after she begged me to try a couple of the Steel Reserves, she nudged me awake from a nap that I had unwittingly taken in Schmoop and Matt's bed. And she said, "Bobby, wake up. Wake up, Bobby. We need to change the sheets." And as I was just waking up, I was a bit befuddled. But I helped her take the sheets off the bed, take them down to the washing machine, and put fresh ones on her bed. A good man knows how to help a woman out without asking questions. It's been a pleasant week's stay here in the Bagwan Digs. I've really enjoyed spending time with Schmoop and helping her through this difficult time of unemployed soul searching. In return for my most enjoyable stay at their home, I have invited Matt and Schmoop down to my place the week of July 4th. Schmoop said that's Matt's busy time of year, and he can't make it. But she'd be happy to come alone and represent the two of them. I think that's sweet of her. At first, because I felt bad for Matt Man not being able to come, I would say to Schmoop, maybe some other time. But to change my mind and withdraw my invitation would be rude. And a good man, he's never rude. For IWS Radio, this has been Bobby Kraft, as always, bringing the cheese.
Hi, it's me, Schmoop. Instead of sticking hot needles into my eyes, While regretting the last 13 years of living with Madman, I listen to IWS Radio. It's not quite as painful as self-mutilation, and it's almost as funny.
Yeah, he's Bobby's changed.
He's a slickster, pal. I got a few problems with Bobby.
What? A few days with you guys, and he suddenly is a very different guy. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Anyway, but apparently he enjoyed himself.
Yes, oh boy.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
And I'm going to let folks know when you call in, the only way we know for sure to pick up is if you hit one and we get the little circle with the little blue circle pops up here. And so 347, Brooklyn, hello. If you wanted to talk to us, call us back and we'll pick up and, you know, let us know that.
Well, 859 is ready, isn't it?
Yes, 859 is ready, but first we have breaking news, Matt Mann. Temperatures in the greater Redneckville area have fallen to 9 degrees. 9 degrees in Redneckville.
That's not good.
Sweet Pea, are you there?
Hello.
Oh.
How you
Shalom.
Doing, huh?
How are y'all doing?
Well,
wonderful.
We're okay here in the Bagwine Studios. However, there seems to be a party, kind of a dancing party going on above us.
I just wanted to say hello.
Oh, just keep saying it.
Just what's on your mind tonight, Sweet Pea? You want to tell us, what does it take to be a real man? What do you expect from men?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't expect anything from a man.
Really?
You know, the man that asks for nothing deserves everything.
Now, that's the new thing. I don't think so. But anyway, I'm calling today because I'm kind of pissed that my Packers lost.
Oh.
But I'll live a little bit longer. I just wanted to call in because I haven't called in for a long time, and I'm in my bathroom, and I'm doing
That's
things that I shouldn't do.
That's better than the
do.
Closet.
I'm in my bathroom sitting. Okay. I'm not doing anything.
Really?
Oh.
No.
Can I pretend you're doing something?
I already am, J-Man.
You all have a good show tonight. I like it.
Okay.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm not doing anything, but I'm sneaking and smoking. And before you say anything smart, I know I'm not supposed to smoke. But I was just smoking, and I was smoking in here in case somebody came in. You know, I might have met somebody over the weekend that I don't know about and gave a key to. So just in case, I don't want it to smell like that in my bedroom. So I came to my bathroom to smoke. I don't know what I did this weekend, to tell you the truth. I know I tweeted. I know I shaved and all that stuff. But other than that,
I would like to tell our live studio audience and those listening in the chat room, subtitles will be available on the replay.
Y'all can't understand me is what you're saying?
I understand you just fine. I talked to you. I've known you for years.
I'm not doing anything right now. I'm just going to sit here and finish my cigarette and listen to the show. And maybe in the middle of the night, a man that I gave a key to or something, I'll walk in. I don't know.
No, you know what? You know what you're going to do? And if you could do this, you could say this. I am going to listen to IWS Radio and dream about Jay and Matt.
I am going to listen to IWS Radio and dream of Jay and Matt.
There you go.
Oh, hell yes.
That's awesome.
All night long.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, guys.
Oh.
Talk to you later.
All right, thanks.
Bye. Good night, sweet pea. All right. She was on hold a lot longer than she was on the air.
That's the story of my life.
That's, you know, I'm a little surprised here. It's rare for Sweet Pea to really not have that much to say.
What's that?
I said it's kind of rare for Sweet Pea to not have that much to say.
I know.
She's kind of a talker usually, but. Well,
so
you know, the bright lights.
So is Tiffany, she won't call him.
Yeah, well, Tiffany kind of took a shot at us there in the chat room. When Sweet Pea said dream all night long, Tiffany said terrors are more like it.
Well, that's because Tiffany's my age. The younger chicks, they dig us.
Well, you know what? Not the younger chicks dig us, and the mothers dig me because... this week, Matt, Facebook, got a new Facebook friend.
Uh-oh. Who is it, J-Man?
Tish Cyrus. That's right.
Oh, boy.
That's right. Mama Cyrus. Yep. And, you know, the moms love me. Chrissy Teigen's mother follows me on Twitter.
Loves
Pepper you. Pepper Ty.
Yeah.
Yep, loves me. And now I got Tish. You know, she loves me. And, you know, my BFF, the lovely and talented Warrior Cat, her mother just thinks I'm wonderful.
She named
she just,
you.
I mean, she gave me the nickname Los Cachos.
Yeah.
So I do well with the mothers. And let me tell you, that's some good advice for the men out there. Charm
the
mother.
But when you think about it, Jay, when you break it all down, you're just like everyone's son. And that's kind of sad.
Well, not necessarily. They think of you like a son, then they take your side if there's an argument.
Oh, you got an end.
You know how mothers and daughters are, right?
Yes, I do. At least in some families.
And I'm sure Sweet Pea's. Yeah. And I'm sure that I've thoroughly charmed Sweet Pea's mother, and she's uncharmable. What?
At least you had up until this point.
Until just now. All right. So I got an idea.
Uh-oh.
Something that men need to know. Some more advice for men. Something important.
All right.
Pickup lines.
Oh.
Men, you need some pickup lines. And I've got a few of them for you.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You go up to a chick at a coffee shop, someplace like that, and you say, I know what's on the menu. Me and you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's weak.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then every once in a while you can go up to one and say, you know, I'm glad I have my library card with me because I am checking you out.
That's pretty good. Does that work?
50% of the time, at least.
Mm-hmm. Any others?
If I can read my writing here. Oh.
There you go, J-Man. You should do this. Hey, can you read my writing?
Because
it says, I love you.
Go up to a girl and say, are those space pants you're wearing? Because your ass is out of this world.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh.
Or you could go up to him and say, you know, I know what people have been saying about you behind your back, that you have a great ass.
Yeah, that always works.
Uh-huh.
And of course,
or
you
can
know
go up to a girl.
Go ahead.
What?
No, go ahead.
No, I was saying, you just go up to one and say, you know, You smell like trash. Can I take you out?
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say, can I climb in your dumpster?
You know, baby, if they named a hamburger at McDonald's after you, it would be called the McGorgeous.
Uh-huh. Does that come with a side order of lies? Oh, boy. You know what I usually do, and I mentioned this on Super Specials the other night. I just drop my pants and say, hey, does this look infected?
That probably works quite often. Another one that works is...
It does on the west end of Bagwine because they get down closer. Well, let me look.
It helps if they're a nurse, maybe that would help, you know.
Oh, yeah, maybe Nurse Sherry would look at it.
Yeah. Okay. And you could... You could always say, you know, if I had a garden, I'd put your tulips and my tulips together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could say that. It wouldn't make a lot of sense, but you could say that. And then you could say,
well, you know,
I'm not only saying that, I'm rutabagging. Hey, Jay, I think I'm out of my funk.
Well, I tell you, and of course, the one that works almost all the time, the one that's almost foolproof, you just walk up to him and say, hey, nice shoes, want to fuck?
Yeah, that's a classic. A lot of people don't know about that one.
No. So there you go. There's some nice pickup lines for you, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Out there, try those out. Let us know how they work for you. Yeah. Oh, another good one is, hey, do you work at Subway because you're giving me a foot long?
Uh-huh. I actually do know a woman who heard this from a guy who actually seriously used it. Hey, did it hurt? Did what hurt? When you fell from heaven.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Seriously? And then
yeah,
she
well,
showed,
you know what? Something...
Then he showed her pictures of his kids, demonstrating that he was a good dad and all that. I miss him so much.
Their bitch mother won't let me see them.
You know, I should do that. I'll carry a picture around the rhino. What if this motherfucker didn't come and see me in 3 weeks? Little bastard. Boy. And the cat in the I knew that was. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know. You know, enough of this hatred. We need more love, J-Man.
Every man deserves with Barry Resnick.
Real women never stop trying to show a boy how much he means to her, even after she's got him. Barry Resnick.
This guy's great.
Uh-huh. He is. Good. This is good stuff here.
Exactly. Well, I tell you what, J-Man. People don't know the life of an internet international radio star. I am doing this show with 5,000 monkeys stomping on the floor above me. Oh, my God.
What exactly has happened here? Has the family of the Mexican girl I hit with the grocery cart moved in upstairs?
I don't know what's happened. It's like the Cincinnati
and are
Zoo.
They doing the hat dance?
It's like they're keeping the jaguars above us. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I'm already
man.
On edge, J-Man. You know, I didn't have a good week. Well, and these next 2 days are going to be pretty freaking cold.
You've been fretting. You've been fretting.
Serenity now. Serenity now. Other than that, I've been in a good mood. I told you I was in a bad mood. We talked before the show, and you've helped me calm down during the show.
Well,
as the
what
audience
I'm here for.
And all that. Yeah,
and
now this.
And now the and now all the monkeys have been let loose upstairs.
Well, they have to be cats because evidently they come alive at night.
Yep. All right, that's fun stuff right there.
Yeah.
Nothing. There's nothing more fun than having an upstairs neighbor that does aerobics.
Well,
or maybe, you know,
odd.
Maybe practices square dancing. Or,
that would always be good. Or a bagpipe band.
Taking violin lessons. That's always good to have.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you what.
You know who,
it takes
you know
a,
who
yeah,
I
I'll tell you what, J-Man. It takes a real man to put up with this crap.
It does. But, you know, speaking of real men, while Bobby's been hanging out with you guys, good old Stubby Stonehenge has been down here spending the New Year's week with us.
Oh,
and,
awesome.
Yeah. I tell you what, he's a different kind of guy,
yeah.
Old Stubby.
Yeah.
But we got him in the studio this weekend, and he has a New Year's message for everybody out there.
Excellent.
And kind of let everybody know how to handle your business here in the new year.
All right.
Wait. Stop. Wrong one. Okay. Here we go.
Stubby Stonehenge here. IWS Radio's health, wealth, and quality of life. I'm for Porter. Letting you know that now that the holidays are over, it's time to get back to work on our normal routines and focus on our diets and health programs again. We've all overindulged on sweets like cookies and fudge and have probably had our fill of red meat for a while. But January is time to get committed to a healthy lifestyle again, and that starts with organic foods. Fresh organic produce, dairy, meat products can be handled much better by the body's system, which means you will get all the proper nutrients you will need without all those nasty steroids, growth hormones, and antibiotics, which will leave you immune to the effects of doxycycline that the doctor prescribes for that irritating rash and burning sensation when you pee that keeps coming back. Good balanced diet is the key to keeping you going all day long at that boring ass job of yours. Your annoying ass co-workers won't bother you as much if you aren't hungry, bloated, or suffering from gas. it allows you to focus on your work and being more productive so you can get another satisfying 2.3% raise again next year. Pardon me while I wet my whistle. Oh, it burns. That's good. Along with the low fat, high protein, moderate carbohydrates, no sugar, all organic diet, getting out and exercising is another strong factor in being healthy and happy. Happy. You don't have to join the gym, but where else can you pretend to be riding a stationary bike for an hour while actually watching MILFs and co-eds doing yoga? Damn. In fact, I recommend joining the yoga class because that goes hand in hand with your new fresh organic diet, you hippie. Plus, after a while, you will be able to add very flexible to your personal profile online, and that'll really help attract the opposite sex. Other than yoga, cross training is the way to go. Weightlifting, running, stretching, kickboxing, spinning, and playing racquetball will help you work up a good sweat. Doing something other than climbing one flight of stairs, fat ass, it'll give you that natural high that you can't really get from pizza, alcohol, pot, and chocolate. It won't be long before you're one of those assholes who posts all of his workout stats on Facebook every day. You can use the I'm So Much Fucking Better Than You app on your smartphone. To let everyone know how many reps you did, how far you ran, or how long you were on the elliptical. Trust me, your friends might complain, but they'll be envious as hell. I know this from experience. My friends bitch about my post, but they're in awe. Damn it. They're in awe of my physical prowess. For IWS Radio, this has been Stubby Stonehenge reminding you, if you're going to smoke, smoke light cigarettes.
Hey everyone, this is Warrior Cat, and you're listening to IWS only on Blog Talk Radio. Mwah!
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Matt?
Yeah?
Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Just posted on Twitter by somebody named Evangeline. Being deeply loved by someone gives you strength, while loving someone deeply gives you courage.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds great.
I like it.
Oh my God, there's an Indian war dance going on above us, J-Man. Oh my God, it's hard to concentrate. You know, I've had loud noises here before, even during our show prep sessions. Oh, there's nothing like this.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, you had the maintenance guys there putting in the new furnace one time.
Yeah, they fixed everything up and now they're having a party upstairs. Oh my goodness. No one has any manners anymore. And I'll tell you what, that's being a man right there, having some manners.
Being respectful of your neighbors.
Yeah.
That's being a man.
Oh, my God. And I
you know the problem is.
Well, go ahead.
Now their problem is they need to remember everybody, especially men, should be the person your dog thinks you are.
That's pretty good advice. I like that.
Well, maybe you can crank up the oven to 450 degrees and smoke them out.
Yeah, we could do that. Oh, my God, now they're chatting. It's like the koi koi language. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God.
We need to get these people on the show sometime.
Well, we do. That would be fine. We don't need them outside of the show. We need them in the show. Oh. You know, Tiffany, she could always call 661-244-9852 and get this madness out of my head. But
Maybe give us some manly advice on being man. Or
yeah, I mean, after
manly.
All, we let her daughter sing on the air.
We did, and it was wonderful. Yeah, so, you know. And of course, now when I talk about giving us advice on being men, I mean our listeners. Obviously, you and I don't really need that
advice.
We
need no advice. No,
we're quite manly.
Yeah.
But maybe some advice on dating.
Yeah.
Some men aren't very good at this. Some men aren't very good at dating. Got a few ideas for them.
Really?
Yeah, most people do their meet people online now. So when you meet them on a personal site, then maybe, add them on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then check and see when their birthday is and take them to Denny's. That's a pretty nice thing to do.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And, remember when you take them out for that first date especially, don't really drink more than 5 or 6 drinks, alcoholic drinks. Yeah, it's kind of, you want to kind of keep it under control there. You don't want to get too sloppy.
Okay. I was wondering what your reasoning was.
Well, you don't want to start slurring too much,
No, yeah, okay. Now, she can have more than 5 or 6.
You know, 10 or 12 if she wants.
Okay, there you go. Happy birthday.
Unless she's an Alabama fan, and then she might, dive onto a table full of Oklahoma fans and start kicking at them like that woman did at the Sugar Bowl the other day.
She had mad skills.
Yeah. Hey, I like a high-spirited girl. Yeah.
Exactly.
She's funky.
Uh-huh.
She has a standing invitation to come on this show anytime.
Oh,
she did apologize. She did apologize to Coach Saban, though. So she has some class. another good thing to do is talk about yourself a lot. Just talk about yourself. Brag a lot. Especially brag about women you've banged over the years.
Because
call them broad chicks.
They want to get to know you.
Right. Well, they want to know, your story.
Yeah.
And you don't want to hide things from them.
No.
When she orders, look at the menu and go, God, that's expensive. And then if she orders dessert, I mentioned that, she'll get fat if she does that. Women, they like that. They like advice. They like for men to.
They do.
Knock them out, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
After dinner, ask her if she'll pay for half the dinner. She'll split the check with you.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to do that beforehand. Do it afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
And, if there's a little lull, just start talking politics and religion.
That's
always a good subject.
That's always a good thing to do.
And then you can also ask her if she'll introduce you to her hot friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, these are just some ideas. I'm throwing them out there. Do it or don't. It doesn't matter to me. But if you don't, well, you know, that's life.
Well, if you don't, you're not going to get laid.
Well, exactly. You won't be.
Not that that's what it's all about.
No. It's about
developing a strong and firm relationship with a woman. And that's what we're
mutually
all about.
Mutually respectful relationship.
Exactly.
Between a man and a woman, not a boy and a girl, a man and a woman.
No. There you go. I would think someone would have some thoughts on these things at 661-244-9852. Because we do have, oddly enough, we have 30 minutes left in the show, Jamin.
Mm-hmm. We do, but we do have someone who has some thoughts on the old men and women in relationships.
Oh, boy.
The Reverend Moneymaker is here.
Oh, God.
And I think the ladies should pay close attention to his advice.
I'm sure they should.
I think you're going to like it. Hello again, friends and IWS radio listeners all over the world. Reverend Moneymaker here for Better Know Your Bible. Today, IWS is trying to help men learn how to survive in today's society. It's a show full of all kinds of great advice, I'm sure. But we all know the Bible has the only advice that anyone needs to follow. So what does the Bible say about being a man and a woman? Let's check it out. 1 Peter 3:7 we find, "Husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered." As we see here, women are, well, weak. They need men to help them through life. They need much more than to just have someone there to kill spiders, open the jelly jar for them. We already know that they need help with tasks such as auto maintenance, lawn care, and they need football explained to them. But it goes so far beyond that. Women need all complicated subjects like economics and politics explained to them in a way that they can understand. And that's what men need to do. They need to understand women's weaknesses and help them out. Ephesians 5:23. "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior." It's important for women to support their men and never take sides against him. Man is the head of the house, and what he says goes. He is the decision maker and the breadwinner, and his authority should not be challenged. Women who know their place and accept it will be much happier. They just accept their role and allow their husbands to take care of the family business. They know that being a good wife, cooking, cleaning, and, yes, submitting gracefully to his needs and desires makes him a stronger leader. In 1 Timothy 2:12, my favorite Bible verse, we find, "I do not permit a woman to teach or exercise authority over man. Rather, she is to remain quiet. Men are strong and intelligent, natural leaders who should be in charge. God has made this very clear. I know it looks politically correct to place women in positions of authority and even to elect them to public office. It's all just window dressing, though. It's all about saying to the world, hey, look at us. We're so enlightened and modern. We're a bunch of Alan Aldous here. But in reality, women just aren't made to be in charge. They make decisions based on emotion rather than rational thought. Putting women in charge is simply too risky, and the Lord pointed that out to us. In Genesis 2:18, it says, "Then the Lord God said, 'It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him.'" God chooses his words very carefully, so you know that he intended for the word helper to be used here. He didn't say partner. He didn't say leader. He didn't say nagging broad. He said helper. And that's what women are. They're helpers. There's nothing wrong with that. Certainly nothing to be ashamed of. As you can see, folks, men bear great responsibility in society. God has designed it that way, and he expects men to accept that responsibility. If we just follow God's plan, we will all be happier, healthier, and more productive members of society. I want to thank Matt Mann and J Mann once again for providing me with this platform to spread the good word to their listeners all over the world. For IWS Radio, this has been the Reverend Moneymaker. God bless.
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network. Be sure to catch us on the internet at IWSradio.com.
There you go, ladies.
I, for one, have always put women second because, you know, I'm a big God believer, J-Man.
Right. Right. You and Phil Robertson.
Yeah. And I have baby Jesus. I have baby Jesus on my Facebook page.
You do? In his Christian army.
His Christian army. I like to defend the realm of God.
Uh-huh. I know you do. So.
Schmoople say to me sometimes, "Do I have to put mayonnaise on your turkey sandwich?" And I always say, "Yes."
Not Miracle Whip. Mayonnaise.
No. Oh, God, no. No. Come on. I like it like I like it. And I like it as God likes it. God likes mayonnaise on his turkey sandwich.
Certainly does.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Truth Education in the chat room. Just came wandering in. Thanks for joining us.
Yep. I think they were there before. Maybe not. I don't know. Oh, I do want to give a shout out
Angela.
To...
Hello, Angela.
Ooh,
oh, go ahead.
That's nice. Angela. I do want to give a shout out to a beer wine customer who passed away today.
Oh.
Yep, Tammy passed away today. And it's really sad. I mean, it's sad in general, but she lives like two houses behind the beer mine. Mm. The ambulance was there, and I saw them take her away.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. But
that's so unfortunate.
So here's the Tammy's family.
IWS sends out its official and heartfelt condolences.
Yep.
Tammy and her family.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd like to send out condolences,
call in at 661-244-9852 on the funeral hotline.
On the condolence line.
Uh-huh.
Well, Matt, I found this website. I don't even remember the name of the website, but a list of things that it's important for men to do for women.
Really?
Yep, so I copied and pasted them here, and I wanted to, I thought I'd share them here because, well, these are important things, and, you know, men have
okay.
to be this way.
Okay.
And so the first thing is things that women deserve.
Okay.
Women deserve, and Angela says to put the seat down. No. She can put
See?
The seat down herself. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah. We're trying to make this real.
Right. Well, that, you know what?
Important.
It's a give
important.
And take. It's a give and take. Women deserve your paycheck. Well, in Matt's case.
Yeah, well, I get that doubly over. What?
Uh-huh. All right. Well, women deserve her man's undivided attention at important moments. Not I'm watching basketball on TV attention. Or I'm mentally undressing you while you talk, attention. But his undivided full presence.
See, I disagree with that.
Well,
well
the thing about
disagree.
It is these important moments.
Well, yeah, what is important moments?
Well, I tell you what, these important moments only seem to happen when there's a good basketball or football game on.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, that's the problem here. Women also deserve compliments that are actually spoken aloud, not a pat on the bottom or a that's good, babe, or a yes after great sex.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I think a nice high five and a slap on the butt after sex is a perfectly reasonable
God.
Response.
What else you got? This is terrible. Who wrote this? Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
A woman?
No. Oh, no. A man. A man who makes Ezra Klein look like Steven Seagal wrote this.
Oh, God. This is terrible. Go ahead. This is good stuff.
She deserves his utter lust and unwavering devotion to one or more of her body parts.
Okay. I can go along with that.
Okay. All right. She deserves sex that involves eye contact, kissing, and cuddling.
Oh, God, no. There is no cuddling, and there is no eye contact. At least not in this house. There's one
You're
thing and on. One thing only I'm looking at during sex.
And that's that picture of Kate Upton on the computer. What?
Right, exactly.
Women deserve an acknowledgement of your relationship to his friends, his family, and yes, even on Facebook.
Oh, no, I do that.
Yeah. All right. Women
yeah.
deserve proud
yeah, the only thing is, Jay, my son won't accept it.
And the cat in the
Women deserve proud PR from their men. He should revel in your achievements and not diminish them, and he should brag about them to his friends and family.
Well, you know, Jay and I, you and I talk a lot, and Schmoop wishes our show was a half hour, and actually she wishes it was only 15 minutes, and we'd just shut the fuck up. At least in this case, no, that's not true.
Women deserve your willingness to never, ever blame her behavior on her period. That one hit a little too close to home, didn't it, Matt?
Well, we didn't even have to answer that one. I've written about it. She has spoke about it. God.
Women deserve gifts that you know she will adore, even if you don't care for those gifts.
Oh.
I don't really know what that means.
I don't either. But I'll tell you, I think I know what it means. What was that?
And Angela says diamonds.
I'll tell you what, I lucked out. I luck out a lot with Schmoop.
We were
in the dollar store. No, not like that. Oh, God, no. I never luck out like that.
And Jesse Ferg points out that hookers cost less than diamonds.
No,
there's something else
what,
that women... go ahead.
No, well... it was like a week before Christmas we're in the dollar store, you know, so I could get my dollar candy for all my family and friends.
Right, yeah.
And that's when she picked out her little chrome Christmas tree.
Yeah. Right.
She said, it's $10. And I said, it's all yours.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
See? I splurged.
Now, here's these last two I take real issue with. All right? One mm-hmm. of them is women deserve a second chance when they screw up and blow it.
Okay.
Now, that may be true, but... ain't no woman giving a man another chance.
No.
You make a mistake, you will hear about it the rest of your life.
Oh, God. You know, you didn't have to put it like that because I just got a cold chill up my spine. And I'll tell you what, J-Man, in brutal honesty, that is exactly why I got fed up. You know, I cheated on my wife, and she said, I forgive you. But she didn't, which is fine. If you don't want to forgive me, just tell me to go to hell, get the hell out of here. But don't say, stay here and beat me over the head with it for 14 years. It sucked.
Right.
And, it was awful.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what we're talking about. Just punish somebody for the rest of their life for a mistake.
Yeah.
And then the final one, women deserve for you to be amused by her quirks. Okay.
You know, especially that one quirk about her having sex with the guy who juggles from the circus. Oh, yeah, that's a funny quirk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I do like Schmoop's quirks.
Well, yeah, because they're sexy.
Well, no, not sexy. They're kind of weird. I mean, she's got this huge Batman mouth, but she can make it into a, she can make it into the size of a Cheerio. It's weird. And she's doing it now.
Too bad there's no studio cam for us.
I know.
But you know, the thing about it is, I see all these rules that women deserve and things that men should do. And the real reason I have a problem with it is that for me, all you have to do is tell me I'm funny, and really, that's all I need.
That's exactly it. That's all I need.
Just laugh at my jokes. That's all I ask for. I mean, a blowjob every now and then be okay, but really, just laugh. That's not likely. How about you just laugh at my jokes?
You know, most men would turn to Schmoop and say, "Do you love me?" I turn to her and say, "Hey, was that funny?"
Exactly. Am I funny?
That's all I want.
I see people all the time go, "Oh, you know, what do you see in her? She laughs at my jokes. What are you talking about?" That's all I need.
There you go.
8 minutes. 8 minutes left.
Oh.
You know these primetime shows used to fly by.
Well, I'll tell you what. And I apologize. I apologize to you and the listeners. I knew this wasn't going to be a good one because...
It hasn't been bad.
Yeah, but...
It hasn't been a bad show at all.
But more preparation on my part. It's just, in transition here. But
yep.
Schmoop got her unemployment, and
oh.
Then,
that's nice.
But we're changing hours of the beer mine, and that's all.
Life is complicated, you know?
Well, when you do an international internet radio show, it is.
Sure.
I mean, if I didn't do this.
Well, you know, we got all these celebrity appearances we have to make.
I know.
We have to entertain. Well, you know, we don't just entertain the masses from 8 to 10 every Sunday night, Eastern time, here on Blog Talk Radio. We are available for entertainment purposes throughout the week.
Uh-huh. And people have told us about that.
Yeah, they have.
As, what's her name, Shanna?
Shanna,
you
yeah.
know, everyone can
shout
read
out to
your
Shanna.
Tweets.
Yeah,
which
I told Shannon
she meant that in a good way or not.
I think she did. She seems pretty nice. I told her she has a standing invitation to come on the show anytime.
Oh God, she's adorkable.
Yeah, she didn't call in this week. Unless that was her who called in earlier. No, it wasn't her. Anyway, didn't call in. But that's okay. I mean, you know.
That's okay. Hey.
Threw it out there as an idea.
I also have to say, and I
don't want to make a big deal about this.
Okay.
But I want to go back, and a week ago, we had a situation where we had a contributor to the show who didn't contribute.
Yes.
I'm not gonna make a big deal. But she did send me an email, and she says, "Is there any way you can push my contribution back to next week?" And I said, "No problem. Next week works great." And here we are next week, and we didn't hear from her.
Really?
Yeah. Again, I don't want to make a big deal about it here at the end of the show, but.
No. Bring it up.
I wanted to just bring it up to let everybody know. You know, I took the hit last week. I took the blame last week because that's what a man does. But every man has his breaking point.
I'll tell you what, J-Man. In fact, to make up for the void, we'll play we'll play the last Barry Resnick.
Let's do it.
Every man deserves with Barry Resnick.
Every man deserves a woman who appreciates him for the electricity that he exudes, as well as his gas. Barry Resnick.
You're listening to I'm Stupid on the BTR Network, and I'm naked.
And old Barry, full of great advice.
You knew there was going to be a little hook somewhere, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. And Angela in the chat room pointed out that rule number two, women don't mess up, and rule number three is to see rule number two. Well, this woman messed up. She, she had an obligation, a responsibility. But that's okay. We had a great show without her anyway.
Yeah.
As we often do. And we're now just
that,
about time.
That actually may be the line of the night.
And I think that just about wraps it up for us.
Yes, it does. We can come back and say our goodbyes after
we
J-Man.
Can.
After.
After some rock and roll.
After we hear one of the kings of rock and roll.
This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. Said one more time, this is a man's world. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. Man made the car to take us over the road. Man made the train to carry the heavy load. Man made the electric light to take us out of the dark. Man made a boat for the water like Noah made the ark. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl. Man thinks about a little bit of baby girl and a baby boy. Man makes them happy, 'cause man makes them toys. And after man make everything he can, money to buy from other men. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl. Oh, how a man needs a woman. A man got to have a woman. He needs a woman or a girl. He needs a woman. Man make everything he can, but a woman makes a better man. Man needs a woman. Man think about anything above, but money can't buy him love. Face the fact, you gotta face the fact. Man needs a woman. Needs a woman or a girl. Oh, oh, oh. Man needs a woman.
Hell yeah.
The late, great James Brown. Is he in the ground yet?
Yeah, I don't really know where they put him. He might be in a refrigerator still.
Yeah, no, because they were saving him for years and years.
Hey, we want to thank Angela.
That's a man right there, baby.
Yeah, he dies and still he sticks around. And we want to thank Angela from Truth Talks Radio for hanging out with us there in the chat room. Says she'll call in next week, so we'll be looking forward to that.
Well, we'll see about that.
So you guys can check her out at blogtalkradio.com/truthtalkradio. Revealing the hidden truth in society. Listen, speak up, be heard, and take action, Matt Man.
I don't think I can remember that name.
No, it's just Truth Talk Radio. But these are the things you should.
Boy.
It's not that complicated. Come on.
I'm a simple man right now. Red, blue, orange. Red, blue, orange.
And, of course, thanks to Sweet Pea for calling in.
Oh, yeah, that was hot.
She's finishing her bottle of wine and heading to bed.
Yeah. Probably dreaming of us.
Probably so, both of us at the same time.
And I think we have that on audio, don't we?
I think we do.
And Tiffany Hamilton. Tiffany
and
Hamilton
thanks to
West.
Tiffany.
Yeah.
And she and thanks to Jesse Ferg.
Oh yeah.
In the chat room, and of course, thank you to Jamie.
Oh, always. Lynn.
Not just for listening, but just thank you, Jamie.
Just
for being you.
Just for hanging out in her bed.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And thanks to Doc Mike for retweeting the show tonight.
I didn't hear you, but we'll go ahead.
All right,
J-Man.
And thank you, Matt.
Oh, well, thank you. And thanks for helping me through these troubled times as you linked to Facebook. I think I'll be better now.
Okay, well, until, you know, the next troubled time.
No, I'll be fine now. And
all right, that's it.
All right.
We're out of here.
Yep, see y'all next Sunday.